Are. And we welcome you to this Wednesday, July 13th edition of Community Ties, a program that follows the 11 a.m. news Monday through Friday. So much to talk about this time of year with events and festivals and things like that going on around the area. We also talk to various nonprofit organizations, city, county officials from around the area, and much more at North Star Picnic. We're going to be talking about that tomorrow. And associated with that big event, and then Dark County Commissioners on Friday. They're here the third Friday of every month. So, a lot more coming up next week, including Dark County Animal Shelter, Dark County OSU Extension, and Chamber. We'll hear from Peggy as well coming up next week. So that's just a preview of what's on tap for Community Ties, and we hope you join us each and every day because it's different topic, different guests, so much that we like to talk about. It just is interesting to be able to talk to so many different people from so many walks of life and organizations and things like that, including Wayne Healthcare, as we have been talking with representatives from Wayne Healthcare throughout the year, the second Wednesday of each month. And here we are already, I can't believe it, the second half of the year. And Dana Putterbaugh is here, and also Jill Brown as well. And Dana, you are the business planning and development liaison with Wayne Healthcare, correct?
Correct.
And you're the person that I work with, you might say, as far as arranging guests to come on Community Ties and the topics that we're going to talk about and things like that. And this morning, you get to be in studio with us along with Jill. So thank you for being here and just for the opportunity to help you guys celebrate your 100th year in Greenville, because it's just been so interesting to me to hear from so many different people who obviously work in different areas, right, of Wayne Healthcare, and they talk about their particular job, and what they do, what their focus is. But just also in covering the decades, the history of the hospital has just been so interesting to me.
Yes, and we appreciate you having us on today and being able to share this opportunity of our 100-year celebration with the community. So we are celebrating the sixth decade right now, which is 1972 to 1982. We had some very large expansions during this time. So in 1973, we had a 1.5 million, Coppock Memorial Addition was completed in November of 1973, and the original house was torn down at this time and replaced with a one-story addition and a full basement. And then in 1981, a 30,000 square foot, three-floor expansion above the Coppock Memorial Addition was completed in January of 1981. So those were two major expansions. And in doing that, we continue to provide different service lines, and the reason that we wanted to make sure that we could do that. The other thing is Elmer Olson was the administrator from 1969 to 1982. So I just wanted to share that. And Wayne Healthcare has been has a huge history of giving back to the community in many different ways. And one of those ways is by sponsoring different events. And I'm going to lead this into Jill because we are a sponsor for the BCADC race. And Jill will share information on that. And later, I will share some information on our Garst Museum display.
Okay, that's great. And one of the things, and we can talk a little bit more about this later too, is how important the community has been to the hospital, to Wayne Healthcare over the years. I think with every guest we've had in here, that is very important, obviously, for Wayne Healthcare to give back to the community, as you mentioned, but also for the community to help in so many ways, whether it's serving as a volunteer or helping to organize events, you could probably list 1,000 different ways that the community has been, supportive and helpful, and it's just so important to Wayne Healthcare, right, over these years.
Very instrumental in the development of Wayne Healthcare.
Yeah, because it goes hand in hand. It's a true team effort with the people that you work with and work for you and things like that, as well as I mentioned the volunteers and so forth. So would you like to introduce Jill?
And, yes. And Jill's kind of doing a dual purpose here. She is Jill Brown. She's a Wayne Healthcare Cancer Coordinator, and she's also the race director for BCADC. Show information.
Well, thank you very much for having me this morning. Hey, I just wanted to lead off and talk about the race a little bit. So the Breast Cancer Awareness of Dark County is a nonprofit group, a nonprofit organization, and I'm so excited to tell you this is our 21st year of doing this race. And thank you for Wayne for being a sponsor for that. This started, like I said, 21 years ago. There was a need in the community, and there were three women very instrumental in this: Sherry Smith, Pam Spittler, Kay Kirby. They saw a need in Dark County to come together and raise money for women in the fight against breast cancer. So that's kind of where this started. Just wanted to give a little history of that. And then again, we are a nonprofit organization that focuses on breast cancer screening, early detection, education, and support. So some of the services we offer are free mammograms, free breast ultrasounds, free pap testing, also lymphedema services, prosthetic supplies, different things for women that have undergone lumpectomy or mastectomy for breast cancer. So we just want to let women know that in this community, we are there for you. We are here for you, specifically if you are underinsured or uninsured. We will provide you with that breast screening that is needed.
And we've talked about that with, I think, most representatives who have been here in the first half of the year from Wayne Healthcare, and that's the fact that it's important for people to at least reach out to you and find out what services are available, what the cost might be, and so forth, because I'm sure you both, among many others that are connected in some way with Wayne Healthcare, know that people can be intimidated, if that's the right word, or at least nervous, anxious, whatever we'll call, about services like even things like a mammogram, for instance, because they may think, I don't money to pay for that. I can barely, put food on the table and things like that. But how important is that for people to at least reach out and say, okay, I'd like to have this screening, or I need to see somebody about this, but I just don't see how I'm going to pay for it. Yeah.
Oh, it's so important. We know that early detection saves lives, literally.
Yes, it's vital.
And so please reach out to me if you do feel like you have that high deductible or you don't have any insurance. Don't put that mammogram off. We can do that for you. If you need more information on that, reach out to your provider, or please feel free to call me at 937-547-5079. Or to schedule your mammogram with Wayne Healthcare, call the 937-548-1141. The operator can put you through to central scheduling, or the extension is 5715.
And I'm sure you could talk for a while about that, but I'll probably have you remind our listeners about this again before we do wrap up the program. And again, just the importance of a mammogram at certain ages. It's just one of those things that even if you don't have a family history, right, still a good idea to do that. But especially if you do have one, it's important. I mean, my mom in her 70s, she knows how important it is. She has one on a regular basis, whatever her doctor recommends. I know there's not necessarily any history, but she just, wants to, make sure, just like other screenings she's has. And I know other people who especially have a family history, and they're doing that on a regular basis, getting a mammogram, because they know how important it is to catch early. And sometimes, they do catch something early, and it can be treated. Mm-hmm. And certainly the survival rate is much greater.
Exactly. We want to encourage all women to at least have the opportunity to be screened, talk with your provider, but starting at age 40 for average risk. If you're at high risk, that may be a conversation you need to have with your provider, like what is needed specifically for you. But if you are of average normal risk, definitely start your screenings at 40 and give us a call. We'll help you get that done.
Okay. And with that, we will go ahead and take a break here on Community Ties and be back and talk more with Dana and Jill from Wayne Healthcare as we continue to help them celebrate 100 years. So stay tuned for more right after this on Tiger Country 97.5 WTGR.